Happy Tuesday, Squamish. Environment Canada says we can expect increasing cloudiness this morning. The wind will be light, except blowing from the north 30 km per hour over southern sections this morning. We will see a high of 5°C and an overnight low of 3°C. Tonight, we will see periods of rain ending, then it will be cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle. The wind will be light except blowing from the north 30 km per hour over southern sections late this evening and overnight. The rest of the week is set to be cloudy with drizzle or rain until Saturday, when the sun comes out for Saturday and Sunday. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 7 is at 8:09 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:30 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 57.16%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 11:42 a.m. Moonset is at 1:12 a.m. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Kindakan Rocks, in Haida Gwaii, which hit a high of 12.5°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 7.4°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 6 was Fort Nelson, which was a chilly minus 25.4°C. Today's hotspot in BC is slated to be Bella Bella. The island village of Bella Bella is located on Campbell Island, north of Port Hardy on Vancouver Island, and is about 3 kilometers north of McLaughlin Bay, which could reach 11.8°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, which could see a low of minus 19.4°C today. Warmer than usual, actually. Tides. High tide today is at 10:56 a.m., height 4.89 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 6:23 p.m. 1.65 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.4°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2024 and was 7.7°C. And the coldest was recorded in 2014 at 5.9°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.4°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include loose wet avalanches and wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is: wind slabs may still be rider triggerable in the alpine. Watch for moist surface snow in sheltered, sunny spots. Back off slopes as the surface becomes moist or wet with rising temperatures. Rocks will heat up with daytime warming and may become trigger points for loose wet avalanches. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Wind speed, 15 km, h wind gust, 18 km, h wind direction. Knee precip rate, 0 mm, HRP recip acum, 0 mm. Avoid this trail. The District of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple that stood out to us for this week. On January 8th, there's Nerd Night at the Brackendale Art Gallery, Cafe and Culture Center, located at 41950 Government Road from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. What's better than to kick off 2025 with learning from three speakers on three fun and varied topics? Asterisk Learning Robots, Rachel plus QT the Social Robot will explore how assistive technology can help bring equity, empowerment and independence to education for neurodivergent learners. Asterisk Nerve Cells, Connor will discuss how neurons, nerve cells, communicate by sending signals to other nerve cells. Cinegraphic Vintage Lenses. Alex and Daniel will explore how to create magical cinematic videography using vintage lenses on modern full-frame cameras, reads the listing. On January 10th, there's Monster Energy Presents Ski Tour at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Join us for an unforgettable night as the iconic electronic duo Ski Tour brings their high-energy après tour to Trickster's Hideout. Known for their unique fusion of house music, funky grooves, and an unbeatable party vibe, Ski Tour has rocked stages worldwide, from Shambhala to snowbombing. Dressed in retro ski gear, their performances are as visually engaging as they are musically explosive. Don't miss their epic beats and signature snow-filled party atmosphere, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Disposal. As your Christmas tree dries out, it becomes more flammable. 36% of tree fires happen in January, reads a National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. Post, shared by Squamish Fire Rescue. Here's the lowdown of where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are over, according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Tipping fees apply curbside collection regular collection days. Place in organics tote. Cut into small pieces, diameter. No parking on east side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on south side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on east side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on west side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues. To note on the highway today, on Highway 99, northbound, watch for tree pruning between Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction and Ansel Place, West Vancouver. The work starts on Jan. 7 at 7:30 a.m. and goes until this evening at 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be blocked. Gas prices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Esso at 709 Southwest Marine Drive, where you can fill up for 173.9 per liter, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Kamloops, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at the Costco at 1675 Versatile Drive.